it was only a matter of time before organized Afrophobic tendency reached Cape Town. You know, not unfamiliar, in 2008, during xenophobic violence, we 60 people were killed throughout the country. A number of those people were also killed in the Western Cape. Migrants, African migrants, migrants from also parts of the Asian subcontinent. Only they were affected. No white migrants, no other European migrants, but it was African migrants. So Afrophobia, not xenophobia. So I'm a bit wary of the fanfare created when reported on the arrival of Operation Dudula this weekend, launched in Cape Town, as it was reported on, launched as if it's some sort of international coffee shop chain or clothing brand. The actions of Operation Dudula in Gauteng in the last few months have seen people displaced, it's seen businesses destroyed, and just off the top of my head, at least one person killed, was reported by the media as a result of Operation Dudula. So why tolerate it? Yeah, Chris Nissen, Commissioner of the South African Human Rights Commission, was just on the line. I'm going to try and get him back. Looking at Alexis's line, just, is he there? He is there. Chris Nissen, Commissioner of the South African Human Rights Commission. The way it's been reported, Operation Dudula now launched in Cape Town. I'm very wary of giving an organization which is clearly Afrophobic any form of platform. Yeah, Chris, but you must not be surprised at that the formalized campaign of skepticism or even hatred, prejudice towards African migrants has formally now reached Cape Town with the launch of Operation Dudula. Yeah.
Well, first of all, good evening to Cape Talk listeners, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. However, may I say, it's not the first time, because we have seen, instances of xenophobia in Cape Town from time to time in certain areas. But let me just say very clearly, while we respect people's freedom of expression and democracy and so on, we cannot, never, ever expect and respect anything that was hate speech. And therefore, Dudula, unfortunately, have made itself very clear that it borders on hate speech, and therefore we are saying that Cape Town, which has always prided itself on being a city of bringing people together from the early ages, and we cannot allow that Dudula to continue with that kind of behavior. From the Human Rights Commission side, we are saying to Dudula, please, the Human Rights Commission has got the responsibility to protect human rights in the Republic of South Africa of all people living in South Africa, both nationals and non-nationals. Although some nationals will have limited rights in this country, but as the Human Rights Commission, we are bound by law to protect the rights. And if Dudula would violate those rights of those people, we will have no hesitation to take them to task.
What is the test to call an organization a hate group? What is the test, in your opinion, Chris, to call an individual guilty of hate speech? The active calling for violence against another person, or the tacit peppering of conversation with speech that does not necessarily have to be inflammatory, but speaks to the fears, the desperation of many people that we see in Cape Town, the Western Cape, and South Africa in large?
Look, we do have, and must admit, we all have got our prejudices. We all have our prejudices, you know, from religion to race to culture to family and all of that. You know, we live in a society that we have not successfully been able to counter those racial and class prejudices. We have that. Not that we agree. We need to deal with it. However, when those prejudices inflict a pain and an unworthiness of the dignity of the other person, then we are saying that borders to hate speech. You cannot just, even if it's your neighbor, I mean, we grew up in our townships calling a person who's disabled hoppy. That's hate speech because you're degrading that person's status. You know, we're calling people who are gay M words. That's hate speech. So whenever somebody comes and call a person a query or whatever, and then mobilize actively against that person to be kicked out or be removed, which results in a frenzy which mobilizes people against them, that sometimes results in violence. That's why we're also saying to leaders of political parties in this country to stop issuing speeches and statements that result in people being prejudiced and people being attacked and people being put out of their places. So hate speech is anything that you deem the other person to be nothing.
What's the real threat of a repeat of 2008, which similarly to this, and as we know, xenophobic tension, violence is a wave that comes forth and then retreats periodically in South Africa. It started, of course, way before 2008, but reaching a crescendo. 62 people died in countrywide xenophobic violence. Murmurings of that since then already. One person being killed just in the last few weeks, as one would argue, as a result of the work of Operation Dudula. How real is the threat of a repeat of 2008?
Look, it is a real threat. We cannot deny that it's a real threat. And we must just make a distinction, Lester, between two things. When people die because of the result of criminal activities, like everybody in the townships that live under the threat of crime, when they die, we must take it as a normal criminal activity, which we can't accept, and we need to fight those crimes. However, when people deliberately inflame and encourage people to go against non-nationals for whatever reasons. And I've seen it in the last time when we were working in Robertson and when we worked in Bredasdorp, we had to explain to people. But when somebody stands up and deliberately inflame to have this person either kicked out or removed or whatever, and his or her property being destroyed, that is hate crimes. That's hate speech and hate crimes. And that's why we're saying when you deliberately go out there to try and discredit this person on the basis of his or her original coming from outside the country and inflame this whole notion that these are people that need to be kicked out of the country, that is hate speech. Chris, that is hate speech and hate crime.
Chris, I don't know how many on-the-ground monitors, peace monitors, the South African Human Rights Commission has on its team, how much it employs. So do you essentially would have to wait for complaints, news reports of threats of intimidation or violence, particularly to foreign nationals, yes, to migrants, before the Human Rights Commission acts?
No, we do have a proactive campaign in terms of, you know, once we see and hear, and our monitors are encouraging people to really go and work on it. However, the local authorities and South African police services, when they hear about some of these things, the first port of call, they call me. And then we go out. We leave everything and we go out and make sure that we are there to support those people. The problem is that, you know, in certain areas it's rife, in other areas it's not, you know, and it also depends on issues. You know, I mean, like, I'll give you an example. You know, we've got a very difficult society. I mean, we've been looking for this baby of 2 years old that got disappeared in Bishop Labors, right? So now we get news that there are, like, 10 people saw this baby at 10 places, you know? And so the difficulty with fake news, and fake news is a key driver of destruction. Mm. Because then people say, oh, yes, that's a foreigner. They do this. Nigerians do this. Congolese do this. Malawians do this. Malawians is better. Zimbabweans do this. You know, all of those kind of things. And the sad thing is that fake news is also based sometimes on reality. Because the reality is that everybody's fighting for a scarce resource.
Chris Nissen is a commissioner for the South African Human Rights Commission on the line with us. Thank you so much for joining us.